Here's Check on Stores. We're following for you today on Robinhood Radio. Papagano's Tri-State Forecast. Partly sunny, breezy, more humid today. Possibly a late-day thunderstorm, 80 to 85. Tonight, showers and thunderstorms, mid-60s. Tomorrow, scattered showers, otherwise cloudy, mid-70s. Friday, sun and patchy clouds, mid-70s. And the current outlook for Saturday, sunny, around 80. We'll get Pat's forecast in just a few minutes. And once again, yesterday, a notification sent out to Region 1 about positive cases for coronavirus. In Salisbury, a family member of a Salisbury Central Middle School student tested positive for coronavirus. The affected person has not been in the building and has not had close contact with staff or students within 6 feet or for 15 minutes or longer over a 24-hour period. All family members will remain at home in isolation quarantine per CDC. Prefer guidelines. There's no need to quarantine students or close classrooms at this time. Our memorial, dedicated to the people who died September 11, 2001. September 11th each year is officially Patriot Day, and in North Canaan, the Church of St. Joseph will be open for 24 hours September 11th. All people are invited to come, reflect, and pray respectfully at any time. The National Day of Remembrance. And like I said, they will be there from 12 midnight to 11:59, 24 hours to honoring their memory. There's no speeches, nothing for sale, no crowds, just a quiet place to visit. More information can be found at Patriot Day 9-11-01 memorial.com. Sports betting in Connecticut is now facing possible delays with the kickoff of the NFL season. Coming up, bettors hoping to legally place a wager on upcoming games may have to wait a bit longer. The governor said yesterday that federal approval of revised agreements between the state and its two federally recognized tribes on online gambling and sports betting is unlikely to happen by Thursday, as had initially been hoped. He said he's expected the state must finish setting up the regulatory framework necessary for online gambling and sports wagering to proceed. A 45-day window for the BIA to approve the revised agreements with the Mohican Tribe and Mashantucket Pequot Tribal Nation expires on Thursday. The expiration also coincides with the opening game of the NFL season. Dallas takes on Tampa Bay on Thursday night. In the first 5 days of the month, 8 Dutchess County residents died of reasons related to COVID-19. Between August 6th and September 5th, the most recent day for which data was provided, the county's online dashboard, 26 residents died with the illness. While the spike in active COVID-19 cases in August has flattened, the county is continuing to feel the stark reality of the ongoing pandemic as intensive care unit beds fill in throughout the county. As schools reopen in New York, COVID-19 vaccination rates among adolescents ages 12 to 15 are lagging older New Yorkers, leaving many communities at heightened risk of coronavirus outbreaks. From the Finger Lakes and Mohawk Valley to the Southern Tier and Hudson Valley, dozens of counties have fallen behind the statewide child vaccination pace, with only about 43% of the people ages 12 to 15 fully vaccinated overall in New York. As of last week, in contrast, Mohawk Valley had the lowest vaccination rate at 21%, followed by other counties such as Greene and Sullivan that fell between 23 and 26%. Further, some more populous counties, including Orange, Rockland, and Hudson Valley in the Bronx, had fully vaccinated between 30 and 34% of their residents in that age group. A select board meeting took an ugly turn last night when at least one person interrupted it with a racial slur on the Zoom meeting and threats directed at the owner of a Vietnamese restaurant who last week emerged from a controversy over noise from a neighboring business. Quote, "Now we have a target on our back. People know where we live. People know where our business is. And I am shook to my core," end quote. That from Chuck Nygan responding to the anti-Asian slur by the Zoom bomber. The Zoom bomber directed the message to Chuck Nygan, owner of the True Orient Express, and also threatened others at that meeting. Some meetings coming up this week. From 4 to 6 p.m. in Cornwall, the Affordable Housing Plan Steering Committee has a special virtual meeting at 4 p.m. Board of Education and Kent Center Schools regular meeting will be held at 5 p.m. The Conservation Commission regular meeting at 7 p.m. In Sharon, our Planning and Zoning Commission has a meeting set for 5:30. Canaan Falls Village regular meeting of the Recreation Commission at 7 p.m. Sheffield, Massachusetts Planning Board meets at 7 p.m. Town of Northeast Planning Board has a meeting at North Maple Avenue. That is at 7:30 p.m. Coming up on Thursday at 10:30, the Cornwall Conservation Commission has a meeting via Zoom. Sharon Water and Sewer Commission meets on Thursday at 7 p.m. There's a food drive-through, free food distribution on Friday, the 10th, from 10 a.m. to 5 p.m. Our Lady of Hope Parish, 8074 State Route 22 in Copake Falls, New York. Also coming up on Friday, Cornwall Town Hall Players, Ibsen's The Dollhouse at the Town Hall. Town Hall Players, The Dollhouse, guest director Robin Frome, September 10th, 11th, 17th, and 18th from 7:30, with a limited attendance of 25, reservations required. Email the Cornwall Town Hall Players at gmail.com. Also on Friday at the Sharon Playhouse, Carrie Louise, a comedian, will be preparing. She just appeared on a new Showtime comedy special called Funny Women of Certain Age. More information, SharonPlayhouse.org. And on Saturday at 8 p.m., the Sharon Playhouse presents the Ravons, a high-energy rock and roll band originally formed to revitalize the music of Buddy Holly and the Crickets. They produce and star in two different Buddy Holly tribute shows, as well as a 50s and 60s rock and roll tribute. Tickets for more information, SharonPlayhouse.org. Underwriting support for Robin Hood Radio Stock Market Report comes from the Interlaken, Interlaken Road in Lakeville. You'll find them at interlakenin.com, also on Facebook and Instagram, Salisbury Bank, salisburybank.com. Underwriting support from Viali Insurance, located at 75 Main Street in Lee, Massachusetts, insuring hard-to-place seasonal and secondary homes in the Berkshires since 1912. For all your insurance needs, 413-243-0347, on the web, ViAliInsurance.com. The Dow Jones Industrial Average will start off today at 35,100. The NASDAQ at 15,374.33. And the S&P 500 at 4520.03. We'll take a look at that tri-state forecast. That'll come your way in just a few moments.